Hello, my name is Stacey Nechama Goldman. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chet, Chapter 8. This chapter focuses solely on the descendants of Binyamin. Mitzudat David explains, in accordance with those opinions who support that the Binyamin mentioned in the last chapter was indeed Binyamin the son of Yaakov, and not simply another descendant of Yisachar whose lineage is traced immediately before him, that his genealogy is repeated in order to trace the lineage of Shaul, the first king of Israel. He explains the discrepancies between this list and the one in the previous chapter through the Midrash that the entire book of Chronicles was only given for exegetical purposes. Verse 6 and 7 describe an exile without giving a reason. Pasuk hei, v'gera u'shfufan v'churam. Pasuk vav, v'ela b'nei echud, ela hem rashe avot li'yoshvei gava, v'yaglum el manachat. And the gera shfufan and huram, and these were the sons of echud, these are the heads of the fathers' houses of the inhabitants of gava, and they exiled them to manachat. Verse 7, v'na'aman Ba'achia v'gera, hu heglam, v'holid et uza, v'et achichud. And Naaman and Achia and Gera, he exiled them, and he begot Uza and Achichud. Malbim sees a clue as to what contemporary event is being referenced in the name of the place mentioned where they lived, Geva. They were the leaders during the incident of the Pilegish Bagiva, the concubine on the hill. This is an awful story at the end of the book of Judges, where a Levite man and his concubine stopped to lodge at a home in the territory of Binyamin. The woman is sexually assaulted to death by Benjamites. The Levite then cuts her body into 12 pieces and sends it to all the tribes to show what the Benjamites did. Civil war ensues, and the Benjamites are practically decimated. All of the other tribes vow that the surviving Benjamite men cannot marry into the other tribes. It was on Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, that this decree was revoked, and Benjamite men could marry women from other tribes. This is one of many reasons given in the Talmud in Masechet Ta'anit 30b to 31a, that we celebrate this day as a joyful day. Malbim continues to explain that as the heads of Binyamin at that time, Shefufam and Huram, were exiled for not preventing the men of Giva from committing this atrocity. The rest of the family named in these verses were exiled with them. It is striking that around 50 years later, Shaul would emerge from the tribe of Binyamin and from this same geographical location as the divinely ordained king of Israel. Moving on, verse 27 mentions a very familiar name, Ve'ya'arashya ve'elia ve'zichri b'nei Yerucham, and Yeresha and Elijah and Zichri, the sons of Yerucham. According to Radak, this Elia is Eliyahu Hanavi. Apparently, there were great debates about his origins. He himself is quoted in Seder Eliyahu Rabbah, where he asks why they are arguing about him and declares that he is from the seed of Rachel. They ask for a sign to prove his words, and he responds by quoting our verse, which has the name Elia within the genealogy of Binyamin, the younger son of Rachel. Verses 30 to 33 will have some familiar names for those well-versed in both Sefer Shmuel and Megillat Esther. Uvno habachor avdon v'tzur v'kish uba'al v'nadav. And his firstborn son was Avdon and Sur and Kish and Baal and Nadav. Ugdor v'achyo v'zachar. Umiklot holid et shim'a v'af hema neged achehem yashvu b'Yerushalayim im achehem. And Miklot begat shim'a, and they too, opposite their brethren, dwelt in Jerusalem with their brethren. V'ner holid et Kish, v'Kish holid et Shaul, ושאול הוליד את יונתן ואת מלכי שוע ואת אבינדב ואת אשבעל. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul. So according to this verse, Shaul is Ner's grandson and Kish's son. And Shaul begat Yonatan and Malchishua and Avinadav and Eshbaal. While many of these are the same names used to introduce Shaul in Sefer Shmuel, we will find a slightly altered lineage. According to Shmuel Aleph, chapter 9, verse 1, we learn that Kish was the son of Aviel, as opposed to Ner from our chapter. Here's the verse in Sefer Shmuel. Vahi ish mibinyamin, ushmo kish, ben Aviel, ben Tzvor, ben Bechorat, ben Afiach, ben Ishemini, Gibor Chayel. Now there was a man of Benjamin, and his name was Kish, the son of Aviel, the son of Tzvor, the son of Bechorat, the son of Afiah, the son of Benjamite man, a mighty man of power. Verse 2, Velo haya ben ushmo Shaul, bachur v'tov, v'ein ish mibnei Yisrael tov mimenu, mishichmo v'mala gavoa mikol ha'am. And he had a son whose name was Shaul. He was young and handsome, there being no one of the children of Israel handsomer than he. From his shoulders and upwards, he was taller than any of the people. This is where we get the English expression that someone is head and shoulders above other people. Creating even more confusion, the name Ner also appears in Shmuel Aleph chapter 14, verse 50, but is Shaul's uncle, not his grandfather, as stated above. V'shem eshet Shaul Achinoam, bat Achimaatz, v'shem sar tzva'o avi Ner, ben Ner, dod Shaul. And the name of Shaul's wife was Achinoam, the daughter of Achimaatz, and the name of the commander of his army was Aviner, the son of Ner, Shaul's uncle. Bekish Avi Shaul, Bener Avi Avner ben Aviel. And Kish, the father of Shaul, and Ner, the father of Avner, were sons of Aviel. The Radak presents a few theories for this seemingly discrepancy. He suggests that it is possible that Ner named his son Kish after his brother, and that Aviel was also called Ner, and he named his son Ner after himself, the father of Avner. He also quotes a midrash that says his name was Aviel, but he was called Ner because he used to light candles, Ner, for the public in the dark alleys. We also see the name Kish in the ancestry of Mordechai in the book of Esther, in chapter 2, verse 5. Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habira, Ushmo Mordechai ben Yair ben Shim'i ben Kish Ishimini. There was a Judean man in Shushan, the capital, whose name was Mordechai, the son of Yair, the son of Shimi, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. Ibn Ezra explains there that this is probably not Kish, the father of Shaul, as it would be odd not to mention Shaul in this genealogy, who was much more famous as the king. The Gemara in Megillah 12b has a different explanation. The verse that initially describes Mordechai states, there was a certain Jew in Shushan the castle, whose name was Mordechai, the son of Yair, the son of Shimi, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. Esther chapter 2, verse 5. The Gemara asks, what is it conveying in the verse by saying the names of Mordechai's ancestors? If the verse in fact comes to trace his ancestry, it should continue tracing his lineage back all the way to Benjamin, the founder of his tribe. Rather, what is different about these names that they deserve a special mention? The Gemara answers, a sage taught the following braita. All of them are names by which Mordechai was called. He was called the son of Yair because he was the son who enlightened Heir, the eyes of all the Jewish people, with his prayers. The son of Shimei, because he was the son whom God heard, Shama, his prayers. The son of Kish, because he knocked, he Kish, on the gates of mercy, and they were opened to him. Returning to our chapter in Divrei Hayamim, in verse 34, we see Shaul's son, grandson, and great-grandson. Uven Yonatan, Meriv Baal, Umeriv Baal Holid et Micha. Yonatan's son was Meriv Baal, and Meriv Baal begat Micha. Meriv Baal? We saw him in the last chapter as Mephibosheth. Why the different name? According to the Gemara in Shabbat 56b, Mephibosheth had expressed dismay with Hashem that he brought David back from war in peace. The rabbis explain, this is what is written, and the son of Jonathan was Meriv Baal, 1 Chronicles 8:34. Gemara asks, and was Meriv Baal his name? Wasn't his name Mephibosheth? However, since he entered into a quarrel, Merivah, with his master, Baal, God, and complained about God having saved David, a divine voice emerged and said to him, quarrelsome one, the son of a quarrelsome one, you are just like your father Shaul. The Gemara explains, quarrelsome one, that which we just said, that Mephibosheth complained to God about his salvation of David, the son of a quarrelsome one, as it is written, and Shaul came to a city of Amalek and quarreled in the valley, from 1 Samuel 15:5. Our chapter ends with an unusual description of one of Binyamin's descendants. Vayu b'nei ulam anashim giborei chayel dorchei keshet umarbim banim uvnei vanim mea v'chamishim kol eila mibnei Binyamin. And the sons of Ulam were mighty warriors who draw the bow, with many children and grandchildren, 150. All these were the sons of Binyamin. The Chassidish Rebbe, Rav Tzaduk HaKohen from Lublin, explains that an abundance of children are the reward for fearing Hashem, as seen through this verse. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Zvi Yosef.